But now, in this valley of humiliation, poor Christian was hard put to it. For he had gone but a little way before he saw a foul fiend coming over the field to meet him. His name was Apollyon. Then did Christian begin to be afraid and to cast in his mind whether he should retreat. But he thought again that he had no armor for his back, and therefore thought that the best thing to do was to go straight forward. So he went on, and Apollyon met him. Now the monster was hideous to behold. He was clothed with scales like a fish, and there his pride. He had wings like a dragon, feet like a bear, and out of his belly came fire and smoke, and his mouth was as the mouth of a lion. And when he came up to Christian, he beheld him with a disdainful countenance, and thus began to question him. Whence came you, and where are you bound? I am come from the city of destruction, which is the place of all evil, and I am going to the city of Zion. By this I perceive that thou art one of my subjects, for all of that country is mine, and I am the prince and the god of it. How is it then that you've run away from your king? Were it not that I hoped that you would do me more service, I would strike you right now to the ground. Christian said, I was indeed born in your dominion. But your service was hard, and your wages such as a man could not live on, for the wages of sin is death. Therefore, when I came to it, I realized that I must do something for my state. There is no prince that will thus lightly lose his subjects, and neither will I lose you. But since you complain of your services and wages, be content to go back, and I will pay you more. But I have left all of myself to another, even the king of princes. And how can I with fairness go back with thee? Apollyon said, thou hast done, changed a bad for the worse in going after this Christ of yours. But you've promised to me that you would live for me. And Christian said, what I promised to you was foolish. And besides, I count that the prince under whose banner I now stand is able to absolve me, yea, and to pardon also what I did when I was in your service. And besides, O thou destroying Apollyon, to speak truth, I like his service, his wages, his servants, his government, his company, his country, better than thine. Therefore, leave me off and stop trying to persuade me. I am his servant, and I will follow him. Apollyon said, thou hast already been unfaithful in thy service to Christ. And how dost thou think to receive wages of him? Christian said, wherein, O Apollyon, have I been unfaithful to him? Thou didst faint at first, when thou wast setting out, when you were almost choked in the gulf of despond. Thou attempts to do wrong things to rid thyself of thy burdens, whereas thou shouldest have stayed till thy prince had taken it off. Thou didst sinfully sleep and lose thy choice things. Thou wast almost persuaded also to go back at the sight of the lions. And when thou talkest of thy journey, what thou hast seen and heard, thou art inwardly desirous of vainglory in all that thou sayest or doest. Christian said, all this is true, and much more with which thou hast left out. But the prince whom I serve and honor is merciful and ready to forgive. But besides, these infirmities possessed me in thy country, for there I sucked them in, I have groaned under them, been sorry for them, and have obtained pardon of my prince. Then Apollyon broke out into a grievous rage, saying, I am an enemy to this prince. I hate his person, his laws, and his people. I am come out on this purpose to withstand thee. And Christian said, Apollyon, beware what you do, for I am in the king's highway, the way of holiness. Therefore, take heed to yourself. Then Apollyon straddled quite over the whole breadth of the way and said, I am void of fear in this matter. Prepare thyself to die, for I swear by my infernal den that thou shalt go no farther. Here I will spill thy blood. And with that he threw a flaming dart at his breast. But Christian had a shield in his hand with which he caught it and so prevented the danger of that flaming arrow. I'm here today to tell you, take up the shield of faith. Turn, if you would, to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. It is a pleasure to be with you again, Brother Jennings. I so look forward to this weekend. This is a wonderful break
April is Project Month at Ambassador. So it is wonderful just to be with friends and just to be encouraged. You are an encouragement to me, sir. And you, Arthur, and you, Crooked Creek Baptist Church, thank you so much for your kindness to me. Thank you for your kindness to the fellas. And I just so appreciated the teen rally last night. Felt we had a wonderful time, a good turnout, even though it was spring break for the teens. A number of them came out, and we just had a wonderful time in God's Word. Today, I do want to encourage you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what burdens that you're carrying, what is on your back, what is on your mind right now. But if you would, please, with me, before we go into the Word, let's begin with a word of prayer. And let's ask God to bless us right now. Father, I pray that you would help us to focus. God, help me to focus. It is so easy for my mind to wander. God, would you please draw me to you. Draw me to your Word. God, I pray for each person listening today that you'd work in their heart. That you'd help them to put aside the lunch plans, to put aside the family situations, the work problems, the issues at home, whatever it may be that's troubling their soul. I pray, God, that they would put that aside, that they would listen to you, not to me, but to you. And God, I pray that as they look to their life and the struggles that they are going through, that they would look at it through the truth of your Word. God, help us today to return to a trust in you. I pray, God, that you do the work that only you can do. We give you the glory that only you deserve. It's in Jesus' name I pray. All God's people said, amen. Amen. Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10. First point, if you're writing things down under take up the shield of faith. Number one, look to God. Number one, look to God. Can you say it with me? Look to God. Number one, say it again. Look to God. That's wonderful. Number one, Ephesians chapter 6. Look, if you would, at verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, you know, it's really bad when a preacher says finally, because you know it's going to be like 30 more minutes and he's not done yet. But Paul here, he says in Ephesians chapter 6, last chapter of Ephesians, he says, finally, my brethren, he's talking to saved folk, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I love that verse. He says, my brethren, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. As you look at that as this verse, be strong, what is it? It's a command. Be strong. You are to be strong. If you're looking at what Paul is writing here, he's not simply saying you need to take an action, but he's saying this. Under this text, we understand, he's saying be strengthened. Be strong in the Lord. In other words, be strong, but it's not in your own strength. Be strong in the Lord. Be being strengthened by the Lord. Receive the strength that Christ is making available to you today. In other words, he's saying what he said in Ephesians chapter 3, when in verse 16, that He, God, would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Look to God. How I need Him today. How we need Him today. Be strong in the Lord. I'm reminded of in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, where he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things that God wants me to do. I can do them, not by my might, not by my power, but by God's Spirit. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The context there is spiritual things. He says, you know, I need to do what I need to do, but I can only do it by God's strength. Jesus said this in John 15, the same truth. Verse number 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do... You see, without God, we have nothing. But with God, we have everything. Amen. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The situations that you're going to face this week, they may be beyond your power. I know I face situations like that pretty much every day. They are beyond your strength. They are beyond your knowledge. But they are not beyond the knowledge, the strength, and the wisdom of the Lord. And He will strengthen you. But you got to look to Him. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. He emphasizes this point right here. He says, be strong in the Lord. And then he says it again. And in the power of His might. Why didn't he not just say, be strong in the Lord? He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. When God says something, it's not just, you know, frivolous words. He's saying it for a reason. And I believe that He's emphasizing this point. It is His power, His sovereignty, His control, His dominion. He has the right and He has the ability. Have you ever met someone with only one of those? You know, I think of this situation. I think of a little girl on the street and she's riding her little bike. You know, she's got her little flails. What are those streamers? You know, what is it called on that? Handrails. You know, those things that. Yeah, those streamers. All right. You know, she's going there. She's got her little bell. Ding, ding. You know, she's going along. And then all of a sudden, there's this boy on the street. He's like, you know, give that to me. You know, I'm going to take your bike. And then she's like, I want my bike back. I want my bike back. I want my bike. Now, she has the right. It's her bike. But she has no ability to get it back. And that boy, he looks at her and he says, you know what, punk? I'm not giving you back your bike. I'm not giving you back that. No, it's mine now. This is my bike. Whose bike is it? It's mine. He has no right. But he does have ability there. But then she calls out one word that scares that man to death. Daddy! He has the right. And he has the ability. That's who my God is. He has the right to help you in your life. And he has the ability to help you in your life. Hey, my friend, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He is able. He is able. My God is able to help you today. The same thing with Christian before Apollyon. He had to go to God. He had to look to Him. He had to realize that it was His strength. Number one, look to God. Number two, see fear for what it truly is. As we continue down this chapter, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We understand that wiles is the scheming, the craftiness, the tricks, the attacks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is easy to get wrapped up in the flesh and blood. It's easy to get wrapped up in that. Oh, the politics are not going the way we want them to. I understand. I'm with you. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. What does it say? But against principalities, that's the authorities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, because of that, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. You will need this, and having done all, to stand. We understand that the Bible says that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see, if we have fear, I understand this. If we have the first thought of fear, we realize, okay, this may be trouble. Wait, trouble. There's a car on the road and there's a kid there. Okay, yes. We need to act upon that. All right. We need to take actions. But let's think for a moment about the fears that we live in. You know, the fears that, you know, I don't know how the bills are going to be paid. Well, is that a responsibility? Absolutely. But should we live in the fear of that or should we give it to God? We know the answer. It's just hard to live it out. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. You may say, well, I don't know how this situation at work or this situation's, you know, somewhere else is going to be resolved. It's good to be concerned. It's good to take a moment to stop and to think. But when you stop and think, stand in awe. Stand in awe of who God is. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. See fear for what it truly is. If you are living in fear day after day after day after day, I'm telling you that is not from God. It's from the devil. It's like this chapter saying, he is wanting to withstand you. He's wanting to tear you down, to pull you down. He doesn't want you to give that gospel track out. He doesn't want you to keep your testimony. He doesn't want you to stand for right and to do what's right and to love the Lord your God with all your heart and to speak of what God's done for you. He wants you to hide and to cower and be ineffective for God. You see, if the devil loses someone to become a Christian, if he can't keep them from that, he wants to make him an ineffective Christian. Maybe you do the minimum. You're like, okay, I go by to get by. You know, I have to go to church because that's what my family expects of me. You know, this is what the right thing to do. And you know, if I do this, that I'll look good in front of other people's eyes. If I just go by to get by, then you're not actually being all in. You're not being sold out to God. You're not being strong in the Lord and the power of His might, allowing God to influence your life every single day. Being a testimony for Him, praising Him, whether you're at work. You know, I've been convicted in the past year just about how much I verbally praise the Lord at work. You know, you try to be a testimony, right? You try to have good character, you try to have integrity, a work ethic. And the world, they see that. They say, you know what? That's something's different. Something's different about that person. You know, I remember when I was at Walmart, they could tell the college students. You say, okay, yeah, they actually show up to work on time. You know, that's something that's hard for people, some people to do in some certain situations. Have that work ethic. Have that character. That's great. Wherever you are, wherever God has you to be, do that. But let me ask you this. Do you verbally praise the Lord? If someone compliments you, do you take it in? You say, well, you know, thank you. You know, yeah, you know, I'm trying to work on that. Do you take the glory in or do you reflect it back to God? You know, hey, I appreciate, you know, your compliment there. And I'm trying to, you know, do what's right. I'm trying to be the best employee I can be for the glory of God. Amen. For God's glory. God's been so good to me. And the least I can do for Him is be a good testimony here at work. Wherever you are, I just challenge you today. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Number one, look to God. Number two, see fear for what it truly is. It is an attack of the devil. It is a flaming dart of the devil. We'll talk about that later on. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Notice there he says, having your loins girt about with worries. No, that's not what he says. Having your loins girt about with Fox News. No, that's not what he's saying. Having your loins girt about with what, church? Truth. The word of truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand is the command. Continue on. Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Our third point. Have faith in God. Verse number 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Understand that there is a faith that you must have in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for your sins. My friend, if you have never asked Jesus to be your personal Savior, maybe you're saying, well, I've gone to church all my life. I've been baptized. I've done these good things. But if you have never trusted in Jesus Christ alone to pay the penalty for your sin, my friend, according to God's Word, not my opinion, God's Word, you're not saved. And I pray that today that you would put all the doubts away, come before God and ask Him to be your personal Savior before it's eternally too late. My friend, don't leave here without that settled. If you are a Christian, there is that initial faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But also every day, Paul here, he's writing to believers. He says, my brethren, then verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. This is something that you must do. Okay, God has given you grace, but you have a responsibility with what God's given you to take up the shield of faith. This is a choice of your will. This is a choice to have a perspective in your mind, a choice to have an attitude in your heart. You know what? I am today going to take up the shield of faith. I'm going to trust God. Have faith in God. The shield here refers to, if you think about Paul's time, it was a piece of metal, perhaps the size of a door. This is massive stuff. Take up the shield of faith. Faith in God. Someone said this, feed your faith and your doubts will starve to death. Feed your faith. Oswald Chambers said, faith is deliberate confidence in the character of God whose ways you may not understand at the time. I'm there. Sometimes I don't understand what God's doing. But faith is deliberate confidence in God's character whose ways you may not understand at the time. Someone once said, when you can't see His plan, trust His heart. When you can't see His plan, trust His heart. One person said this, unbelief judges God in the presence of difficulty. Faith judges difficulty in the presence of God. You see, my friend, if you are focused on your problems, if I am focused on my problems, and I have them, I'm not perfect. If I focus on the issues in my life, oh my goodness, how am I going to resolve this situation with that friend? Oh my word, how am I going to make sure I get that assignment done? Well, how am I going to resolve this situation? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? If I see my problems, and I'm focused on my problems, my God becomes small. But if I focus on my God, as I believe your theme is this year, stand in awe. Stand in awe. See the salvation of the Lord. Stand in awe. Sin not. If I focus on God and see how big and how great and how wonderful He is. He is the Creator of all that is. He is the King of kings. The Lord of lords. He's the faithful and true witness. He's the Amen. If I focus on who God is and how great He is, my problems then become small. I'm not trying to give you a psychological trick. I'm trying to give you God's Word. Look to God. Look to God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Take up the shield of faith. I must confess that sometimes I've been a little faith Christian. A little faith Christian. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you? Oh, ye of little faith, God will take care of you. Through every day, all the way, He will take care of you." The Bible says in Luke chapter 17, verse 5, "And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." It's not about who you are. It's about who God is. Who is your faith in? Is your faith in a personality? Is your faith in an organization? Is your faith in a 401k? Or is your faith in the Lord? Be strong in the Lord. Have faith in God. The Bible says in Psalm 42, verse 11, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Have you ever been there? Have you ever been? I know I've been there. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me?" I love the series that you all have been going through on Wednesdays. "Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." You see, what Satan tries to do is he tries to throw a dart of discouragement. He tries to throw you and says, look what awful things that you did this week. Look what comment that you made to that person. Look how you failed God. Look at all the wrong things that you've done. And Satan is throwing those darts at you. That's not the Lord. When Satan throws that dart, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take up the shield of faith. And not by your might, not by your power, but by trusting in who God is. He will protect you from that arrow. In other words, let me tell you this. Sometimes the devil brings up things in my life, Pastor, that I've done years and years ago. And the devil says, you know, think about all the wrong things that you've done. All the awful things that you've done. Now, if I've asked God to forgive me, you know, well, let me phrase it this way. If Satan brings up something that I've already asked God to forgive me for, but it's been years and years ago, and I feel really awful, really guilty about that, you know, and then should I go to God and ask for forgiveness again? No. No. Trust God. If you've already asked God for forgiveness for something, He has forgiven you. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is what? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, to Clorox, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If God's forgiven you, don't let the devil make you doubt it. You bring up that shield of faith. You trust in God. You look to God. You see that fear for what it really is, and you have faith in God. My friend, you be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and that devil will flee, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Ye shall be able to quench, to extinguish, put out the fire, cause to cease all the fiery darts of the wicked. Satan tries to throw that dart of discouragement. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't doubt God's honesty when He is the truth. Don't doubt God's character when He is the way. He is the life. Samuel and I were talking about this just last night. But Pastor, I'm sure that you've talked about this at one point or another, but there is the sword of the Spirit. We see that as offensive. That's really easy to understand. And then later on, we're going to go to this verse, but it says, verse number 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then it talks about in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Here's what I'm trying to say. The sword of the Spirit is offensive, but so is the shield. As you go forward being strong in the Lord. Not trusting in your own strength. Not trying to look impressive. Not trying to impress someone else. But go forward having faith in God. Taking that shield. Go forward. Look to God. See fear for what it really is. And have faith in God, the God that is bigger than that problem, the God that is bigger than that situation, the God who has the wisdom that you need. Trust His Word when He says in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any man lack wisdom, that's me. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who, what? Giveth. He giveth. Trust Him for that. Trust Him. Have faith in God today. Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I am so thankful for Pastor Jennings. Not because he has the most wonderful personality, although we get along pretty well. You know, our tradition is to go to Waffle House every 6 months or so. And, you know, we just have a wonderful time there up until like 1 a.m. in the morning. Have you done that with Brother Arthur?
No.
You have not gone? You need to go to Waffle House. That is, you did? Did you go there till 1 a.m.?
No.
You did not go to Waffle House. Just kidding. All right, that's all right. I don't even know why I said that. No. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What I'm trying to say is that I'm thankful for Brother Jennings, not because, you know, he has the silkiest voice in the world, or he just makes me feel, oh wow, I'm receiving so much, and impresses me with his knowledge, although he is a studied man and he studies the Word. But I'm thankful that he is faithful to the Word of God, that he gives the Word of God, and he doesn't try to impress you with his thoughts and his opinion, but he wants to give you, he wants to impart the Word of life, holding forth the Word of life, and he gives you God's Word. And my friend, your trust ought not to be in a preacher. It definitely ought not be in Thomas Simpson, I can tell you that right now. But your trust needs to be in God's Word. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. How do you get faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Am I saturating myself in God's Word? Like Seth was talking about, it is so easy. It is so easy to get wrapped up in the things of this life. The things that will burn up. Lay not for yourselves treasures on this earth, where moss and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moss nor dust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where's your heart today, friend? Is it in trusting God? I pray it is. Saturate yourself in God's Word. Some things that I do practically just to help me is I make some rules. I say, you know, I'm not going to go a day without opening God's Word. I'm not going to go a day without opening God's Word. Some people, they say, no Bible, no breakfast. Maybe that's best for you. Some of you, maybe you're not a morning person. I'm not a morning person. When I wake up, it takes me a couple cups of coffee, Brother Jennings, before I should be around people. You know, I talked to one person, they said, you know, I'm not a morning person. You know, I'm dead in the morning. I'm definitely not a night owl. I'm dead at night. You know, I'm kind of an afternoon person. I'm alive for like 2 hours in the middle of the day. Maybe that's you. I don't know what's best for you, but I can tell you this. You need God's Word. I need God's Word. We make appointments with other people and we keep them. We're rigid with our schedule. But are we that excited, that dedicated to our relationship with God? Be strong in the Lord. You need His strength, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesday nights. You need Him every single day. I need Him every single day. We need Him every single day. Be strong in the Lord. Number one, look to God. Number two, see fear for what it truly is. Number three, have faith in God. You've listened well. I'd like to close with this poem. It's entitled My Advocate by Martha Snell Nicholson. And she said this. I sinned. And straightway, post haste, Satan flew before the presence of the Most High God and made a railing accusation there. He said, this soul, this thing of clay and sod, has sinned. It is true that he has named thy name, but I demand his death, for thou hast said, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Send now this wretched sinner to his doom. What other thing can righteous ruler do? And thus he did accuse me day and night. And every word he spoke, O God, was true. Then quickly, one rose up from God's right hand, before whose glory angels veiled their eyes. He spoke, each jot and tittle of the law must be fulfilled. The guilty sinner dies. But wait, suppose his guilt were all transferred to me, and that I paid his penalty. Behold, my hands, my side, my feet. One day I was made sin for him and died that he might be presented faultless at thy throne. Then Satan flew away, for well he knew that he could not prevail against such love. For every word my dear Lord spoke was true. Look to God. See fear for what it truly is and have faith in Christ. Would you bow with me in prayer?